Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 25th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you'll rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you. County, Florida, that's the coast. Those home and that's the blessed of the Tyree, that's the family that goes off. It is blessed.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for request for proposals for a term contract for auditing services for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a service agreement with UniFirst for services at the Jefferson County Correctional Facilities. All products and pricing is defined in the Amerinet Inc. Group Purchasing Agreement. Item C is to award north apron grade modifications for Jack Brooks Regional Airport to McInnis Construction in the amount of $110,496.80, as shown in Attachment A. Item D is to consider, approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for term contract for legal notices with Jefferson County with the Beaumont Enterprise for the period April 27, 2011 to April 26, 2012. Item E is identical to item E, except that it is, item D, except that it is with the Port Arthur News for a term contract for legal notices publication. Item F is to award a term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County. Item G is to execute, receive, and file a contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County with Decision 1. And item H is to execute, receive, and file a contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County with Micro Images. Do I have a motion on those items? Second? Can I get a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider authorizing the county judge to enter or terminate a burn ban order. There currently is in place a burn ban, and I understand that conditions remain difficult, so I'll just move that we table that item until next week unless there are any objections. Item B is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute general land office contract and project cooperation agreement in the amount of $3,750,000 for coastal erosion protection at McFadden Beach. Item C is to consider and possibly approve proclamation for ARC of Greater Beaumont for their second annual ARC Advocacy Awareness Week, and we'll have y'all come up here in just a moment. Item D is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Ronnie Richard, 29 years of dedicated service to the Jefferson County Precinct 2 Road and Bridge and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Item E is to consider and possibly approve naming a private road in Jefferson County, Chance Drive. Item F is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract with U.S. Twirling Association for the use of Ford Park for the 2015 U.S. National Baton Twirling Championship. Item G is to consider and authorize the county judge to execute a master agreement for pipeline relocation with Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6 and Natural Gas Pipeline Company of America, which is necessary for the completion of the Needmore diversion channel that's being constructed by DD6. Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion on those items? Yes, sir. That's $3,750,000 is going to be $3.2 million. It's going to come from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to address the destruction of the dunes at McFadden Beach following Hurricane Ike's storm surge. Out of the $3,750,000, $3.2 million of that's going to come from U.S. Fish and Wildlife. $90,000, it's going to come from Jefferson County's 2007 CAP funds, Coastal Impact Assistance funds that we get off the offshore oil lease royalties. $60,000 is going to come from General Land Office. $266,000 is going to come out of our anticipated 2008 CAP funds off the offshore royalties, which should be released very soon. But I think the plan right now is for them to identify and address the worst hit portions of our 20 miles of coastline where we're getting the most saltwater inundation into the McFadden and Sea Rim Park area. Is I think it, Don, correct me if I'm wrong on anything, but it's our responsibility under the contract, which is a cooperative agreement between the Texas General Land Office, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Office, to provide the engineering services and to do the actual bidding of the work?
That is correct. And this has been set forth about 2006 when we made application for these funds. And we received 07. Now this is 08 and 09. We still have 10 yet to go. So it's the progression of our request for this offshore funding. The worst area, it's almost in the center of the 20-mile stretch. It's where the inundation is coming in on just a normal high tide basis now. As we center in on it, we've got LEAP Engineering doing the investigation now, which is part of our portion of the work, to determine exactly where that's going to be. As soon as we get that placed, you all will get a copy of all that.
Anything else? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All items pass unanimously, and we're going to begin with a proclamation for ARC, and I understand Ms. Caitlin Kruger is here on behalf of the ARC of Greater Beaumont. Please come up. You bet. If you'll let me read this proclamation, then I'll let you introduce who's here with you today, okay? This is a proclamation of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Whereas 90,746 residents with developmental and cognitive disabilities who live in Southeast Texas are hurt by the negative connotation of the word R word or retarded. And whereas the ARC of Greater Beaumont strives to promote awareness and understanding of the disability community through community service events, self-advocacy, and legislative advocacy in the hopes of creating a community of acceptance, inclusion, and inclusion for all people. And whereas the ARC of Greater Beaumont is a nonprofit organization committed to creating opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to be included in their communities throughout Southeast Texas by offering the following services for individuals with developmental disabilities, including parent networking and support, ARC summer day camps, fun and fitness events, and ARC social clubs and self-advocacy. Therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does declare the week of April 25th through 29th, 2011, as the second annual ARC Awareness Week, and we offer best wishes and support for a successful educational campaign on the negative effects of the R word on individuals with intellectual and developmental disability, culminating in the celebratory event of the gifts and accomplishments of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities at the ARC Celebrity Style Show and Dinner on Friday, April 29th, 2011, to which all the members of the court have set their hand.
Thank y'all very much for having me here and allowing us to do this presentation with you. Basically, what the Arc of Greater Beaumont does is we help to improve the lives of individuals with intellectual disabilities. Most of you may know the R word, or TARDIS. And a lot of state and national organizations have changed people first language, which is that with development of disability. And so what we're trying to do is get that out to the public as well, for them to know that that word is not to be used in any way. Because it does hurt, no matter if you're just saying it to say that stupid, or, you know, it's not a word that we want used. We just want it completely out of the vocabulary of our public. And so one of the things that we're doing is our advocacy awareness via Facebook and emails. We're going to be kind of showing our members, as well as people who are friends with us on Facebook, about how that word really means to our individuals through the ARC. They came up with the way they feel when that word is used. So we're going to be sharing that with everybody. And then this Friday, we're going to have our Stars of the ARC Celebrity Style Show at dinner. And what this is, first of all, is it's a fundraiser for us, one of two large fundraisers that we do. And what we like to do is showcase our individuals with disability through a style show where they get to showcase not only new clothing, but they also get to kind of show off their personalities, as well as a song that they do at the end, just to kind of really show who they are and that they're part of this community, and that, you know, we want them in with us. So we're very thankful that y'all had it.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. You want to introduce who you have with you here today?
This is James Watkins, who's actually an honoree last year at our style show, and he's a member of the ARC and all that. Say hi, James.
Thank you for being here. And next, Commissioner Weaver will read the resolution or proclamation or resolutions celebrating the retirement of Ronnie Richard, our longtime friend and road superintendent of Precinct 2. Why don't you come up, Ronnie, and introduce your wife.
This is my wife, Zella, who after 21 years didn't have to take off work today. She retired as starting today.
Ronnie, it's my honor to read this. Having wrote this proclamation resolution, it's just an honor, and I've really enjoyed the time with you these last 90 days, and you've been a wealth of knowledge. So without further ado, resolution by Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Whereas Ronnie Richard has devoted 29 years of his life to the service of the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas Ronnie Richard hired in 1982 as an equipment operator maintenance worker for Jefferson County Precinct 2 Road and Bridge Office, working for then Commissioner Jim Smith, and whereas Ronnie Richard, by demonstrating a special knowledge, skills, and habits with an exceptional work ethic, and maintaining a positive attitude, was duly recognized and promoted several times during his career. And whereas in 1995, then Commissioner Mark Domain promoted Ronnie to superintendent. And whereas Ronnie Richard has dedicated his talents and services to help maintain a reputable, safe and road and bridge precinct crew. And whereas Ronnie Richard has distinguished himself as a leader that has provided knowledge to Commissioner Brent Weaver and guidance to his road and bridge crew that will be remembered and conveyed to future Precinct 2 crews. And whereas Ronnie Richard will be missed, but we are happy for him as he will have more time to pursue other interests and, most importantly, time with his family. And now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Ronnie Richard for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement.
Thank you, Commissioner Weaver, and everybody on the court. 29 years ago, I came to work for Jefferson County as a part-time employee, I guess, because of a strike at one of the local refineries. Little did I know 29 years later it would lead to this. It's been a job that I've really enjoyed and still enjoy. And grown to know a lot of friends through the county and the precincts, with commissioners and superintendents at the precinct and the airport personnel and part of the Sheriff's Department also. All those working relationships greatly missed. And hope everything keeps going as well as it is for Jefferson County. And you'll all be missed, but I won't be far away. Stay in touch.
Ronnie, just to say a few other words, you know, and I got to tell you publicly, you know, when I first came into office in January, Ronnie, you were just a wealth of knowledge to me and provided me some guidance and direction and answered some very important questions for me. And I'm indebted to you for that, and I appreciate that. And I have the utmost respect for you. Ronnie is one of those guys that in road and bridge world, that if you need to know something about road and bridge, Ronnie Richard is the guy that you ask. He's just, like I say, a wealth of knowledge. And Ronnie, I meant that in that paragraph that I put in there about being conveyed, that knowledge being conveyed to other, our Precinct 2 crews hereafter. You've left a thumbprint on that precinct, and you'll be missed.
I'm really humbled, Commissioner Weaver, that you feel that way. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Judge, I would like to say something, if you don't mind. Ronnie, you know, I'm kind of like Commissioner Weaver there. When I came into office, I paid you a visit, and I'm so thankful that you live in Precinct 4.
You may not.
I can stop by and watch it. But without a doubt, you've been a beacon of light for our communities as a whole and for the precincts, an individual like me that didn't know a heck of a lot but asked you straight-up questions and you gave me straight and true answers. We are indebted to you. More important than that, we know that you are a man of God, and that's most important. And we know that your wife will have you working quite a bit now.
That's in the plan.
But I want to publicly thank you because you have been a beacon of light for this county. In 29 years is difficult to replace and will not be replaced. So thank you for all that you have done for all of us.
Thank you.
Well, all of them can say these real nice things about you. I just consider you a quitter, Ronnie.
Not going to be fun. See y'all. Thank y'all very much.
Wait, just one minute.
I got one more thing. Ronnie, the court has implemented a program here, and I want to read something to you, and then I want to, on behalf of the court, present you with this. Jefferson County, Texas, this certifies that the Texas flag herewith presented to Ronnie Richard was flown at the Jefferson County Courthouse in witness thereof, and pursuant to the authority vested in me, I have hereunto set my hand and seal of the office at Beaumont, Texas, signed this 25th day of April, 2011, signed by County Judge Jeff Brannick and all the commissioners. Bonnie, can I present this to you? Also, we'll be having cake and punch Thursday, April 28th at the community room. I hope you can all come out and wish Ronnie well on his retirement. We've invited a lot of the retirees from past at Precinct 2 and our Commissioner Domain and others to be there as well. So hopefully you can come out.
What time?
One o'clock.
Judge, I want to recognize Mr. Judd Adams is here. We put a new private road in, and I told you it would be on, and I didn't think it would be a problem, but we wanted to make sure we recognize that you were here today.
All right.
Judge, one other comment just to for the public. The Commissioner's Court passed this new procedure or process of giving a Texas flag that's flown here over the courthouse to all retirees, and we're making it retroactive back to January the 1st. We have approximately 30 retirees who have not yet received their flag, but we have sent them letters to let them know that they are eligible to receive a flag, and at their convenience they can come and pick it up. But this is just another token of the court's appreciation for the many years of work and that our employees have given to the county. It's just a small additional thing that we can give back to them. So we just want to let the general public know that, and you were the first one to actually receive it in court today. You bet. Thank you.
All right, moving on under county auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for repairs to the service center in the amount of $7,500. Item B is to consider and approve an intergovernmental agreement with Orange County for the distribution of 2010 Port Security Grant funds, with Jefferson County acting as a fiduciary agent for these funds, which is a grant. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 352275 through 352529. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Under county tax assessor collector, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of July 2011. Have a motion on that item. Second? Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? And if I understand, Mr. Howard, that is a sheriff's sale for properties that have been on the delinquent roll or for at least 6 years?
Excuse me, would you come to the mic?
This sale in July is what we actually refer to as the absolute sale. These are properties we couldn't dispose of in previous auctions. And so we drive down to get the best possible bid we can. We typically start lots out at $50 and then residences out at $500, and then it'll go to the highest bidder from there.
That's some heck of a deals in here, look like it.
Oh, there's...
Do the successful bidders also have to pay the delinquent taxes on these properties?
And they do. In this situation, the absolute sale, they'll come in for the bid. Actually, for the absolute, we take what we can get. The other sales, obviously, you know, the bidding price starts out at what our outstanding levy is, plus the penalties and interest and court costs. This gives us the ability to shed this property out of our hands and back into the public.
How often do we do this, Shane?
The last set, generally once a year on the absolute, we do a typical sale. Depends on the number of property. Like, we have a sale next week, a regular auction, and we have several dozen properties on that. It just depends on how big the pool gets, but generally once a year on the absolute, and once or twice, two or three times a year on the other auction.
Once they're sold on an absolute sale, do there still exist a statutory right of redemption, or is that ended?
I cannot answer that. I'm going to have to look. The right of redemption, the two-year right of redemption on homesteads obviously exists on the first auction. I'm not certain on the second auction. I'll get an answer for the court on that.
Thank you.
Shane, enter this property on that plan that put off the head that Clayton Mayfield and that firm put in place to try and get rid of some of that vacant property or get it back on the tax roll and Port Arthur. Has entered that property in this?
That shouldn't be, because I believe that was handled largely before I came into office and kind of was a special project.
Right.
And so none of that property should be in there.
Right. Well, some of it hadn't moved, so I was just wondering if maybe that's the way we can move
there
some.
There very well may be, but I can't speak for certain. Okay. The list is rather large, as you can see. Absolutely.
Mr. Howard, I appreciate the work you've done on that. We've had some discussions about some property in my precinct, and that's just something I feel like that we need to be doing, is moving this property and getting it back on the tax rolls. It's just sitting there for years and years and years. So whatever we can do to move that property, that's what we need to do.
Absolutely. And please let your constituents know that on the first auction, they have up until the auction to take care of their property before we get to this absolute stage, which is, you know, it's pretty brutal, because it's in our hands and we do need to put it back onto the tax roll. So thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly approve Chief George Miller's attendance at the American Jail Association Training Conference May 14th through 18th, 2011 in Cincinnati, Ohio. This training is provided at no cost to Jefferson County. This includes registration, airfare, and lodging. Item B is to consider and possibly approve the interlocal contract between the county and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission related to 911 services for the state. New agreements must be signed every 2 years. Item C is to consider and possibly approve Regional Crime Laboratory Forensic Scientist Brandy Henley's attendance at the Association of Firemen and Toll Mark Examiners Training Seminar in Chicago on May 29th through June 3rd, 2011. This is part of her firearms examiner training. It's provided through the 2009 Paul Coverdell Grant. There will be no cost to Jefferson County for this training opportunity. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution allowing the Regional Crime Lab to apply for the 2011 Paul Coverdell Forensic Science Improvement Grant. This is a fully funded National Institute of Justice grant request in the amount of $46,000 and requires no cash match by the county. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. And that completes the written agenda. Are there any comments or anything members of the court wish to say?
Yes, Judge. Chief Miller, is there any way to track, I don't know if this would be your cause, the homeless or homeless. How many homeless you have incarcerated? I don't know how you would tell another unless they just. Okay. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Mines would be judge and court. We read the paper. We know what's happening in Austin. And I'm at the point in time now that we probably need to send a resolution to each one of our state reps and senators, letting them know. That's after Mr. Oyer to give us kind of a definitive look at where it may hurt us, how this may hurt this county and the citizens of our county in reference to the cuts and things that are going on. I think we have to get proactive, let them know that some of these things coming down, we are not happy with. I'm one on the court, but that's what my feelings are right now.
I think the House originally passed its appropriations bill for the coming biennium, which included a lot of court cuts that would have pushed some of the costs of state government down the county level and hence on the property taxpayers of the county. The Senate has now come out with their version. It's going to go to a conference committee. The Senate restored some of the funding, particularly in the mental health area, which was the area that was of most concern. And I thank you to our district attorney, Judge Maness, for providing an article that he pulled out of the Houston Chronicle yesterday, which kind of detailed some of the impacts that the cuts in mental health spending would have on local sheriffs and jails and police departments and so forth. Texas is currently 50th out of the 50 states in per capita mental health spending, so we certainly don't want to go any lower than that. And we already have a local Spindletop Services that does an amazing job stretching the dollars that they get from the state to provide treatment to our local mentally ill. We process mentally ill through our mental health court for about a 9 to 11 county area, depending on the time of the year here. And if we don't have the resources from the state level to adequately provide for the outpatient treatment of these individuals who suffer from schizoaffective disorders and bipolar disorder and major depression, and for the inpatient treatment of these individuals through our partnership with Baptist Hospital and the Medical Center of Southeast Texas, then we're going to have a lot more of these people who are going to be out on the street without treatment, that are going to get into trouble and end up in our local institutions, our penal institutions, and will be cost us a lot more. The head of the mental health services over in Harris County, where they have a real problem, just as we do in this area, in most areas of the country in the last few years, he used an analogy, and he said that the way that the legislature has approached mental health spending is much akin to someone deciding that they're not going to put oil in their car because the oil's too expensive, and what's going to happen is that we're going to end up blowing the engine and have no transportation whatsoever. And I thought that that was an apt analogy. So if any of you members of the public who are here today or watching on television have any contacts with your legislators in Austin, I hope that you'll make the point that the mental health spending is not an area where we need to be making cuts because of the impact that it's going to have on people on the streets and in the neighborhoods, and what it's going to cost us and you as taxpayers to keep them in the jail where the officers in that jail are law enforcement. They're corrections. They're not psychologists. They're not psychotherapists. They're not psychiatrists, and they're not prepared to deal with those problems and shouldn't have to. We should have the appropriate bodies that deal with that issue, which in this case is Spindletop Services. There are a lot of other cuts on the horizon that Commissioner Alfred was referring to. Some of those cuts, like the Lateral Road Fund and the Emergency Services Fund, has been restored by the Senate version. Hopefully those will stay in through the conference committees, but we won't really know probably till mid-May or towards the end of May, but hopefully it'll go well. But we're going to continue, as Commissioner Alfred said, to work with our auditor to try to determine what the impact of those potential cuts might be once we have a better idea of how the conference committee decides the issues. But any help the public can give in dealing with Austin on those mental health cuts would be appreciated. Anything else from any other members of the court?
Patrick, did we get the numbers from the House version of the House bill that passed?
Yeah, we don't have.
Okay.
We can get those. I think it's pretty much the same as some of the earlier versions, Lateral Road, mixed beverage tax. The big key was the mental health, and how much you're going to put in the jail.
I just never saw the numbers, how it impacted Jefferson County. I saw the statewide numbers, but I didn't see the specific for our county.
We have one, Commissioner. I've got it on my desk, and I'll be happy to show it to you. Of course, when you come to areas like mental health, it's just a shot in the dark because, you know, there's so many indirect costs that are associated with the provision of mental health services and the institutionalization of these people in our jails as opposed to in the mental health setting that, you know, we can't really put a hard and fast number on those like we can on the lateral road fund or the mixed beverage permit taxes and so forth. But what I have, I'll give to you.
Judge, just for information, you know, even though we're facing some challenges with mental health funding and how it impacts our county, especially in the jail, one thing we did do, the judge was in on that meeting, and we had some initial meetings with MHMR to try to prepare and come up with a plan and a solution to this on a county level. That's the kind of initiative that it takes on a county level to address those kind of problems. So I want to assure the public, even though that we realize that we might be facing some big challenges in this, we are trying to plan for it and come up with a solution.
Budget time's going to be interesting.
There's nothing further. We are adjourned, and thank you for being here today.